Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I don't know... Let me just do this. Let's just skip over to going to social media platforms. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can go ahead and do that. You can watch this right on the front page there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to that page. Also, you can go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, and you will find us there. Subscribe to those pages, if you will. If you want to call in, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want you to contemplate. I want you to ponder this with me for a moment, if you wouldn't mind. And what I want to do is I want to show you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just this week. I want you to think about it. Just this week, we have a sodomite crime spree. Now, I did one of these a couple weeks ago where the sodomites were, you know, again, they're the victims while they're attacking little children, right? Well, guess what they're doing again? Just this week, again, sodomite crime spree, and they wanted you to believe that they were the victims, right? What I did is I took the time to highlight a new proposed bill in Maine saying that the state can take custody of a kid if the parents oppose sex change surgery and the chemical castration of their own children. Folks, this is crime that stinks to high heaven, to say the least, okay? Then what I did is I highlighted the fact that we have 123 arrested in human trafficking operation, including elementary school teacher. Then I highlighted the fact this week alone how on the border, drugged up children are being trafficked at the border by single adult men. Okay? This is all on the gay manifesto. This is all there. And this has been in the congressional record since 1987, February 19th to the 21st of 1987. Then I took the time and I highlighted from Breitbart, ex-leader Canadian LGBTQ pride group accused of child sex crimes. Okay? I'm not making this up. And then I also took the time, friends, to highlight the fact that the FBI Nazis supporting transvestites who reportedly, okay, this is coming from Blaze, threatened to go out into a blaze of glory over transphobic a-holes. Remember this? I just highlighted this the other day. And again, they want you to believe that they're the victims. Folks, they don't have the spear. Or I'm sorry, they don't have the shield. They have the spear. What's also interesting to note is this is brand new on top of that. This is 3 days ago. The director of the California LGBTQ Plus Center busted in child sexting. Can't make it up. Child sexting. This is the director of the California LGBTQ. This is a man with the beard trying to look effeminate. Now, for the life of me, I want somebody to help me understand why these people are being heard in congressional hearings right now. You know all this porn that went into the public schools? And of course, it was all disseminated on purpose. They want to demoralize the next generation, because if they can demoralize them, then they can control them. That's what this is all about. For the record again, and it's a fact. I mean, these folks are daring the justice of God. They're daring the justice here on earth of mamas and daddies that are not going to put up with their crimes. But when it comes to heaven, do they not understand that it's better for them to take a millstone, wrap it around their own necks, and cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones? Apparently, they don't understand that the American people and our government are here to condemn the crime. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Luke 17, 2, Jude 1, 7, Leviticus 18, 22, Leviticus 20, 13, all come to my aid. Okay? But I want you to see what's happening in your Senate. Well, you're under attack by every globalist tyrant wannabe. Again, yesterday we talked about the fact that we have the lunatics overseeing the asylum, and the people put up with it, and they're putting themselves right back into it again. And it's interesting to note that that's all they have to do in Congress today, is give congressional hearings to men that think they're boys. Well, what are you talking about? I want you to see this. Because you can't make this up. You just can't.
I want to know what you're recommending. It sounds to me like what some of you are saying, the librarians should decide who gets to see that book.
I'm saying when individual parents are allowed to make a decision of where that line is, and To Kill a Mockingbird, which involves a rape scene, should that book be pulled from our library?
Look what he's equating it to. I mean, this is how sick these people are. Equating a rape scene to teaching kids in the elementary, the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, and 12th grade, to that of teaching boys to have a thing for other boys and teaching girls to have a thing for other girls. Oh, it doesn't stop there, and I'm not going to go all the way into it because it gets to the point where I don't want to hear any more of it. But when you have three boys, 13-year-old boys, raping another 13-year-old boy in detail in one of these books thrown into school, for the audacity of this criminal right here trying to equate that to a rape scene, and To Kill a Mockingbird? Are you kidding, folks? See, the reason they throw that stuff out there is because they trust that you're not going to go any further with it. But I want you to see where the congressional hearing is going. Check this out.
Think about it a little bit more before you come here.
I've thought about,
if
Senator,
you're going to propose something, you ought to be able, in 30 seconds, to be able to explain what Senator, you're asking us to do. Ms. Kelly, what do you understand? Well, let me skip you for a second, Mr. Cameron.
He's figuring out what he's going to say
what
here.
Listen to this.
Pronounce Mix.
Mix? Is that how you, how would you like me to refer to you?
Senator, your definition of sexual is synonymous with LGBTQ identity.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you to tell me you...
This is how sick these people are. I'm not talking about the little femme, the little boy that's trying to be a girl, trying to get everybody to pretend with him. I'm talking about your senators. They're asking them how they need to be approached, what they need to be called, when clearly he's dealing with a boy, right? And if you're dealing with a girl, you address her as a her and him as a him. But look at how they're pretending with them, friends. This is all government-backed. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeForeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back to this because I want you to understand what's happening here, folks. We have, again, folks, there is literally tens of thousands of articles since the government began to push and the sodomite agenda, which God condemns. We have literally tens of thousands of cases where they have been found zeroing in on the children. Oh, my goodness. Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Big Brothers and Sisters. All these organizations, folks, they started out right, but look what they've opened themselves up to. Matter of fact, Boy Scouts is pretty much out of business, at least half percentage-wise, since they've done this. But look what they're doing, folks. They're going directly for the kids. Director of California LGBTQ Plus Center busted in child sexting. Okay? And that's on top of the other crimes that I just highlighted during the first segment. Folks, where's the outcry? I mean, I know I'm talking to a country that allows the government to go ahead and murder its own children. I understand that, but it's still my job to be faithful unto the Lord and faithful unto you and faithful unto the innocent by warning you as to what this is bringing about. Okay? I want to go back to this because I want you to see the games that are being played. Well, your country is under attack. Well, you, in specific, personally, are under attack by your said representatives. They're entertaining boys that want themselves to be called by whatever name they create. They want everybody to pretend with them. Here, let me just say this. I'm not going to be one of those guys now or ever. Never. As long as you pretend with them, you're feeding into the mind and the monster that they themselves have fed and have taken on. This is the most perverse thing ever. When you have a sitting senator asking, "By how would you want me to approach you? How do you want me to call you? What do you want me to call your name?" I mean, really? What do you see right in front of you? And folks, this is again one of the best, well, actually one of those that's sold to you as one of the best. This is Senator Kennedy, and I want to go back to this because I want you to see this and see how sick, not so much the little effeminate boy, the little queer pansy, as he would call himself, and whatever name he made up. I want you to see how your said senator is going along with playing the game. Now watch this.
Book could be pulled from our libraries. I think it becomes a slippery slope.
Well, I think you ought to think about it a little bit more before you come here.
I've thought about
if
Senator.
If you're going to propose something, you ought to be able, in 30 seconds, to be able to explain what
Senator,
you're asking us to do. Ms. Kelly, what do you understand? Well, let me skip you for a second. Mr. Cameron, tell me what you're proposing.
It's pronounced Nix.
It's Nix. Pronounced. Did you hear it?
How would
folks?
You like me?
Did you hear him? Did you hear? It's pronounced Nix. I mean, really? Is there any shame? No, there's none. There's none.
To refer to you.
Senator, your
And then the senator said, how do you want me to refer to you? How would you like me to play along with you, little femme? That's what this is.
Definition of sexual is synonymous with LGBTQ identity.
By the way, I want you to pay attention to this, too, and I'll let it run. Also keep in mind, the senator's asking him how he proposes to introduce these books into public schools. They're trying to normalize these books. All these parents across the country that are foolish enough to drop their kid off at a public school to be raised up by their sworn enemies, I can't find that in Scripture. Put that up against Proverbs 22, verse 6. The senator's asking him, how do you propose that we do this? I'm not kidding you. In face of all the sexual crimes committed by full-grown men against children just this last week, they're entertaining them in the halls of federal government.
That I'm asking you to tell me you read those two excerpts.
Genderqueer.
Do you think that, are you asking that only librarians and not parents have any say in whether minors can read those books? Is that what you're saying?
Genderqueer has never been in my school library, so it's never been banned.
Well, suppose it was. Should it be up just to the librarian, or should parents have a say?
There should be facilitation of collaboration between
students
and parents.
Should parents have
educators.
A say?
Parents should be working with students and educators to be making decisions because...
Is this, folks, I mean, 1-866...
A librarian, or do you take...
1-866-582-9933. Am I the only one outraged by this? You have a sitting senator asking a man that's trying to be a girl, creating his own name, which the Lord calls an abomination, the sitting senator is asking it as to how should we propose in bringing these books into libraries. This after all of the uproar with the porn, child porn thrown into the schools. Oh my goodness. And where's the mainstream media? Promoting it. They're promoting it, friends. That's what they're doing.
Take a vote, or who takes the vote?
Book review committees in the community in my school district.
You want a committee to decide?
There are committees.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you, how do we decide whether the two books that I just referenced should be available in the library? What would you, if you were running things, what would you do?
All Boys Aren't Blue, the scene you mentioned, is about sexual abuse.
I know what it's about.
It's not
What
erotic.
Would you do in terms of making the books available? Would you say anybody can see them, or they have to be in a special session?
Students who do not read books like All Boys Aren't Blue cannot learn what is appropriate.
I understand that.
They cannot learn.
They cannot learn what is appropriate, said this boy, obviously seriously confused, who's taking on a spirit of effeminacy. He should read 1 Corinthians 6:9. They shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I'll tell you what, if your natural man is not angry with what you're seeing and hearing right now, you got to come to the point where you say, okay, they've seared their conscience now. And that's where I believe a lot of the American people are. To sit back and watch this in the face of the crimes that are being committed against the sin but the abominable lifestyle of the sodomite lifestyle, and zeroing in on the children, and then to have a hearing for one of those that perpetuate these crimes. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. I was just talking earlier to somebody about some of the things that are going on in the country. I said, well, how do you help a people that don't help themselves? You don't. Because it gets to the point where the Lord says, okay, prepare to meet your maker. I know people concerning the false gospel that they've been given for the last how many years in this country. I know that you've created a God to suit your sin in spite of the second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God to suit your sin, nor should you bow down to worship it. Yeah, that's the Spirit of God and His law, which is always perpetual in the Spirit, condemns the very things that you're trying to prop up through your inaction and your tolerance. For serious, it really is. Here, I wanted to show you this, too. This was interesting. Did you all see this, friends? Isn't this cute? Now, I know that Hunter Biden's he's a distraction. We all know about Hunter Biden. We all know about Treasonous Joe. We all know about this. Okay? Everybody knows about the crimes of the Bidens. Everybody knows. Americans are being completely laughed at by the world because of what they tolerate. Okay, but let's go back to the point here. What do we have? We have Hunter Biden. And now, guess what, friends? The criminal now dictates the terms. According to Hunter Biden, the House Republicans now agree to congressional deposition. Wow. Wow, that's outstanding. Thank you, Hunter. We totally appreciate it. I mean, look at how long we've known about his crimes, and I mean for years. And yet he's still out there doing what he wants to do. And look at how many innocent Americans and political prisoners are in jail right now because the American people tolerate this nonsense. Gotta point my finger at the responsible party once again, folks. This is incredible. House Republicans agree to congressional deposition. Also, Hunter calls the shots. Yes. Do you see this? But you're dealing with soft judges that produce hardened criminals, folks. That's what you put up with. And I want to tell you who's not a soft judge. My Father, which is in heaven. As a matter of fact, I just seen something yesterday. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna give this to you really quick now that I'm speaking of it. But I'll come back to this in just a moment and making my next point. But it piggybacks on the topic of Hunter Biden calling his own shots and then pointing the finger at soft judges that produce these hardened criminals. We'll be right back in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It is a landmark Department of Justice report released Thursday into the shortcomings of law enforcement officers who responded to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in May 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, and communications.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the 600-page DOJ report. It said the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
The mass shooting left 21 killed and 17 others injured, including many young children. More snow's in store for more than 100 million Americans for this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states from Wyoming to New York. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evils. Oh, my goodness, folks. I live this 24/7. No joke. Hey, how many times I go into stores, I just simply buy something, and all of a sudden their computer shuts down or it glitches. And they say to me, I hear it all the time. Before the Lord, I'm telling you this. All the time. Boy, I've never had this happen before. And I just kind of chuckle. There is a spiritual warfare that follows that anointing, which is merely a confirmation of the call of God in your life. Without that confirmation, folks, most people, as a matter of fact, in contrast to that, most people, speaking of which, warfare, spiritual warfare, most people, when things are going wrong in their life, they're sitting there blaming the devil. No, the devil's only confirming the call. So when the warfare's there, you know that you're in the will of God. Not the other way around. I had to convince an older guy of that the other day. And he was supposed to be a man of God. It's like, dude, you don't know this? That's a confirmation that you're in the will of God, not outside of the will of God. If it's for righteousness' sake, let me say this again. This is John Calvin. He said, whomsoever the Lord hath adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. And I'm telling you, I live that from morning to night. Tim's on the road right now, morning show host, and he sets up the back end on the show, So, of course, at the last minute, we're trying to get everything going up so we can get the live stream going, and then we just found out what was the wrong back code. So that wasn't Rumble, folks. That was us. Anyways, I'm saying this with a smile on my face. There's no sense in getting mad about it. There's nothing you can do about it outside of the fact that there's probably a lot of people right now trying to figure out where we're at. Hopefully we'll get this reposted right at the top of the hour and get it set for you so you know all the well as to what's been going on here. So let's go back to this. I was just highlighting the fact that Hunter Biden, folks, I want you to listen to this. Hunter Biden, just calling the shots. The guy's crimes have been called out for how many years in this country, and he's still roaming the halls of government. He's doing whatever he wants to during depositions, standing up and walking out. How many political prisoners are in jail today for merely exercising their First Amendment right on January 6th in Washington, D.C., and they're thrown in jail. Oh, and by the way, just had an attorney send out another letter yesterday talking about how they're going to go after other people that were just merely in Washington, D.C. I don't think they understand that without the American people, and their tax dollars that are being reallocated at will, indemnifying, or should I say, barricading themselves or fortifying themselves against the American people they're supposed to serve. This is what communists don't understand. Without them, you sink with it. Stupid. Hey, listen, that's really what they are. They're stupid. They're dull. They're insensible people. This is the problem. When the state takes control of things, friends, they live off of those that work, and then what they do is they begin to just pick off the people that work, and then before they know it, they don't have anything to work with because they just killed off the people that were working to support themselves. Whoa! Okay. And I'm not advocating that, of course. I'm telling people in America, this is your government. You need to take it back. Hunter Biden should have been thrown in prison a long time ago, at least for his crimes. And his dad, well, you can go ahead and call it whatever you want to call it, but treason what? Demands a death sentence. Article 3, Section 3. Check out federal code before you think that's too extreme. You know, and for the people that think that's extreme, isn't it interesting how you're willing to just go ahead and allow one person to destroy 329.5 million people, but you don't call that extreme? You're the people that would say that it's extreme to throw somebody in jail or it should be life for life, Numbers 35-33. When someone murders a baby, you say that their life should be put in place as an appeasement before God and man. Well, that's what Scripture says. And if you want the answers that the Lord bestows upon us, then you better do it His way. But you say that that's extreme, but you don't say it's extreme while babies are being dissected in the womb. This is how sick Americans have become. And don't talk to me about how you are not one of those. I'm talking to the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, because without you sitting back and doing nothing, they couldn't be doing the things that they're doing right now. Just thought I'd set that record clear real quick. Highlighting the fact that Hunter Biden, a House Republicans agree to Congress. Folks, there's absolutely no difference. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. Didn't you see, folks, Trump today giving a shout-out to two pro wrestlers? Of course. That's what he is. He's a bad actor, right? He's a bad actor. These are the clowns in the circus of politics that still think they're getting one over on the people when the people know it's not so. But the people let them do it, and as they say, the reason they do the things that they do is because they know that the people are going to let them do it, and that's exactly why they do it. So let's get back over to this point, okay? Judge, look at this. We were speaking about soft judges. Judge rules suspect incompetent to stand trial in gruesome killing of grocery store clerk. Well, let me ask you something, friends, just to get you to think. Was this man that's responsible for a gruesome murder of a grocery store clerk, was he competent when he took the time to murder the man? And folks, you do understand the more that are incarcerated, the more the government steals your tax dollars, right? And you do understand that this said correction institution, which is an absolute joke in your country, you have the highest incarceration rate in the world. Shame on Americans. That's far from being the light of the world that we used to be, right? Isaiah 51, verse 4. The judge said he's not competent. Oh, that, you know what? He just couldn't help himself. When he was murdering that innocent grocery store clerk, he just couldn't help himself. And you know what? We're not gonna hold him as being competent. We're going to show him some leniency. We're going to go ahead and feed some, let's call it for what it is. We're going to go ahead and feed some of our bureaucracy friends in rehab and big pharma. We're going to put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs. We're going to rehabilitate them. That will give some of my bureaucratic friends over here that own and operate this business to go ahead and rehabilitate the man. I mean, American, here, I want you to think about this. Do you remember the guy that tried to kill President Reagan? Do you remember this? Oh, by the way, he was Bush tied too, if you don't know that. Do you remember when John Warnock Hinckley Jr., do you remember back in March 30th of 1981, do you know that he tried to murder the President of the United States of America? Just to solidify my point. John Warnock Hinckley Jr., who attempted to assassinate U.S. President Ronald Reagan in Washington, D.C. on March 30th, 1981, did you know that he was released back out into the streets? And the mainstream media is trying to garner sympathy for this devil? Did you know this? This is called judgment being turned backwards. Truth has fallen in the streets. And of course, I am thinking of Isaiah 59. And I could read the whole chapter because it's very pertinent to what we're talking about right now. If justice guards your liberties, Americans, then what does injustice do? It steals them away. Now, let me make a point, and the point that I wanted to make during the last segment here. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. And then I made the point that I know that the gospel that most people have heard, it's a false gospel. It's a different gospel. It's a gospel that has brought a curse. Read Galatians 1:8. Why? Because it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. They've completely gutted it. They've created a lawless system. Right? Because it's a lawless gospel. The law is used as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. They removed the law, and then they raised up a bunch of anarchists, and they're called antinomianists, by the way. They have no regard for God's moral law, which Jesus came to magnify, Matthew 5:17. And then Americans sit back and try to figure out why they have a lawless legal system. You can't even call it a legal system anymore, friends, because it's not about justice. But let's go back to the cross for a moment, and this is what I want you to think about. God's wrath is a part of God's glory. Look to the cross of Christ. Because if you look at the cross and don't see the wrath of God against the sin that put him there, and whose sin is that, friends? Yours and mine. Mine and yours. If you look at the cross and don't see the wrath of God against the sin, you're not seeing the love of God there neither. And that's why I always talk about how the cross is twofold. It shows you how much God hates sin and how much God loves man by sacrificing his own son on the cross and shedding his blood and redeeming man back unto himself through the sacrifice of his son. I just preached the gospel. I don't need to go on to a long rabbit trail of this, that, and the other thing. Those have their place, friends. But the bottom line is, I just preached the gospel. Look at how much God hates sin. Look to the cross of Christ. Whose sin put him there? Yours did. Mine did. How much does God love man? Well, look who he sacrificed to redeem us back unto himself through his blood, his own son, Jesus Christ. What drove you to the foot of the cross? The knowledge of God. me transgressing against God's law, for without it, I would have never went there in the first place. Acts 20, verse 21, Romans 3, 20. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
So I was just highlighting the fact, and I'm just going to go off on this just for another moment here. God's wrath is a part of God's glory, because if you look at the cross and don't see the wrath of God against sin, you're not going. Neither are you going to see the love of God there. That's right. It's twofold. And the first part of that didn't make sense, because most people have taken on a false gospel, and we've been down this road so many times. Here, let me say it this way. And we were just talking about justice, right? And I want you to hear this. True peace is not merely the absence of tension. It is the presence of justice. So if you want peace, then you're going to have to know the law and enforce the law unto judgment. And you're not going to know righteousness without that neither. And what fits that perfectly, scripturally, spot on, is Isaiah 51, verse 4. True peace is not merely the absence of tension, it is the presence of justice. See, what we have here is we have so many people that just, they don't even know, they don't want to hear absolute truth. Yeah, when you hear scriptures like, iron sharpens iron, clank, clank, right? They're always clanking. Or what about this one? As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Revelation 3, start in, I believe it's 19. Love rejoiceth in not in iniquity and lawlessness. It rejoiceth in truth. 1 Corinthians 13, that's the charity, the love chapter. and yet they know nothing of love. Hey, folks, we're not talking about a mere human fallen love that we equate our walk with Christ. No, we're talking about a risen Christ. We're talking about the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost comes into a man's heart, he loves a man the way that a man's supposed to love a man in truth. And that's why they say iron sharpens iron. It clanks. You knock heads. People don't want that in their life. They don't want anybody to confront them. And yet, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All doctrine is given by the inspiration of God. Forgive me. 2 Timothy 3:16. And what does it say? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Man, you breathe on some people the wrong way. And correcting them because you care about them and warning them, oh, what's your problem? What are you better than we are? What's your problem? Do you hate me now? I mean, I hear them all the time. It's like, really, dude? If I was going to go over the end of the cliff and someone stood up in the front of the ledge and warned me if I go any further, I'm going to go over the edge, am I going to be mad at that person? Am I going to be thankful that that person loved me enough to take the time and hazard his all to be my friend to tell me not to destroy myself? You tell me. That's the love of God. You know, you've been deceived by the flattering tongue. And what is the flattering tongue? It tells you everything you want to hear. It's the preacher that puts a smile on his face. Never trust that guy. Oh, my goodness. I could go on to a whole nother point here. I got men of God in my studios on the walls. I've got John Knox. I've got Charles Finney, John Wesley, Jonathan Edwards, I got a whole bunch of William Booth. I got them all up on my walls. Why? Because they're the book that the Lord wrote concerning those that feared him. It's found in Matthew chapter 2. Malachi, forgive me. What's the difference? You look at their pictures, they look like they've gone through hell literally. Hey, Judah. Hey. I was looking for my producer. He's gone on me. I wanted you to see a picture of the way that they make. Matter of fact, I'm going to do this. I want you to see this on social media platforms. John Wesley, I want you to see his face, the way that they sell him to the people. Okay? This is how they sell him. If you can see it on social media platforms, look at this effeminate pansy. Look at how sickly and effeminate he looks. Yet, if you look at the real John Wesley, the real paintings of John Wesley, the man looks like he went through hell backwards. No joke. And I'm on social media platforms right now. And here's one. Hey, Steph, I got one. This is a real painting of John Wesley on social media platforms. Does that at all look like the femme that they posted? And don't tell me this isn't exactly what the enemy works at, because they want to mock, Satan wants to mock Christ at every given step, right? They always want to soften them down. They want to soften them down to look just like themselves. That's idolatry. That's creating a graven image, okay? And now we just took this from the conversation that we were talking about what real friends are. A friend sticketh closer than a brethren. You and I are sinners. We're saved by grace. We do not see ourselves accurately. That's why we need others that fear the Lord around us. Every one of us thinks more of himself than he ought to. So therefore, we're in desperate need of brothers and sisters who will tell us the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. More importantly, we need to be the kind of people who acknowledge the truth. Did it say anything about your feelings in there? Absolutely not. Nope. Matter of fact, Scripture does tell you what you're supposed to do with your feelings. Okay? Feelings are secondary to the Word, to the cross of Jesus Christ. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We are dead men walking. You know, some people say to me, Bradley, what do you like to do? I say to them, I don't know. Why? Because my hands are so locked onto that plow that he said to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God, where it gets to the point of overkill. So when somebody asks me, what is it that you like to do? I can sincerely stand there in front of you and say, I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean, everybody likes to eat. I can answer common sense questions, but what is it that I really like to do? I don't know, because I've been a dead man walking for 20 some years of my life. My spiritual life now. Why? Because I gave up my life when I gave it to Christ. And it was His call, not my call. Let's make clear on that as well. It's the will of the Spirit, not the will of the flesh, John 3:6. I want to say this too. I just said I'm a sinner saved by grace, which I am. And the best of saints is the worst of sinners. That's why we need His grace, right? It's funny because Leonard Ravenhill said something relevant to what we're talking about. And he goes, oh, I'm just a saved sinner. Apply this to our conversation. He said, that's like saying you're a married bachelor. That's like saying you're an honest thief or a pure harlot. You can't be a saved sinner. You're either saved or you're a sinner. You know what he's saying there, folks? Is actually scripturally spot on. Because the Bible says that Jesus came into the world to save us from our sin. Matthew 1:21, not in our sin. So let me end the show with this. It's been a rough one for me. I'm not whining about it. I'm just saying I'm being hit at every angle trying to make this one show work today. But with that said, we did it. Amen. Hallelujah. It always works out. If Paul, the man that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, was to write a letter to the American church, this is what it would sound like. To the saints in the United States of America, I, Paul, send you greetings. You have been blessed above all nations, yet you have forsaken the living God who has blessed you. His name is on your lips, but your heart is far from Him. While half the world goes to bed hungry, you fare sumptuously. While many have never heard the story of Jesus, you boast of your wealth and your prosperity. Your zeal for politics exceeds your zeal for the God who bought you. Oh my goodness, we're seeing a huge exhibition of that today. Our Lord is soon coming, yet you focus on increased materialism, possession, recognition, status, and power. Do you not understand that all these things will decay and rot? While there is time, examine yourself, 2 Corinthians 13:4 and 5. Ensure that you are in the faith. Scripture tells us to do it on a daily basis. Repent of your sins is the message. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21, going back to Acts 2, verse 38. Be renewed in your spirit. That's called the process of sanctification, which is the work of the Holy Ghost as you seek Him out, as you press into the kingdom of heaven, as the violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. Also go to Titus 3:5. And look up, because our Lord is coming soon. And during that time, in the process of Him coming soon, what did the Lord tell us to do, friends? He said, occupy until I come. Occupy until I come. As He is, so are we in this world. And if that is the case, and we are truly His, then folks, let's walk accordingly. Because again, I want to end this show with saying, folks, enough of this nonsense. Enough of this lawlessness. Let's stand up and subjugate everything to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd all be saying? Bring it down, Brother Dean. Well, they are. Well, we're kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in by the power of the Holy One of Israel. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
www.thesonsofliberty.com.